Rachel?
I'm ready.
Very good. I will call the meeting to order of the Tehama County Landfill Executive Agency Committee, JPA 2. Anyone here wishing to make public comment?
Well, I will. I mean, I know it's already been stated and everybody's talking about it, but congratulations to Christina Miller for having the baby boy. And we will be moving forward with the agreement with Bill Mantle. We've been getting email bounce backs that he's out of town until November 12th. So Rachel's on her own, at least till then.
Rachel, she can do it. She's got enough phone numbers that she can call people to help.
That's the key right there.
Going on pretty good by now.
You call early, call often, and somebody will help.
Well, the agreement is he's really only going to be coming one day a week, so she's still running the operation the whole time. So.
Paul's still out there, right?
Christina's hoping to be back in early April. Because the schedule moved forward this
week. Yeah, she just started her maternity leave a little bit.
Okay, that's it.
Good for her. That's a scary thing, bringing like that, but that's, I guess, both healthy and excited for her.
So with that, 3A, regular items, minutes. Entertain a motion?
Also move.
There was absence, so.
You can approve the form.
I'll do that. I'll second the form.
Okay, I have a motion and a second on the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The chair votes aye. Motion carried. Warrant register?
Let me look at that again. Did I put marks on that? No, I just, Christina's not here, so it really can't be answered any questions, but.
What's your question? Ask Rachel.
Well, I didn't mark up.
We didn't mark on today, so you don't remember.
So I'll just move to accept. I mean, there were a couple things that was, not that I think there's anything wrong with it, but just, it's, I'm curious to find out what does this mean and what's that.
I'll second.
A motion and a second for the warrants for October. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The chair votes aye. Motion carried. And we go to.
Closure?
Item 4.1, the office closure proposal. This is for the landfill office to be closed on Friday the 26th, the day after Christmas, rather than the normal day before Christmas.
And if I could, this is, makes it consistent with what we've offered the county departments. The union, our MOU says we can either be closed the day before, I mean not closed, but the people can take either the day before Christmas off or New Year's Eve off in addition to the holiday, one or the other. When the holiday falls on a Thursday, tradition has been that we've offered to the departments the ability to close on the Friday following Christmas. It has to be unanimous of all their employees to agree that they're giving up their opportunity to choose one or the other to be able to have the office closure. So this would be consistent with what other departments are going to be coming to the board tomorrow to ask for. And I would ask that you give it positive consideration.
Move approval.
Right, and all three of those employees have decided that they would have that Friday off?
Otherwise, you have one person in the office, which we really don't like to have if we can avoid that.
Yeah.
You move to approve. I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And
Now, did you also say that it was Christmas or New Year's or Christmas
That's
and New Year's?
Standard.
Our standard is Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
Okay, Christmas
and then, and then, and because the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday are holidays. Mm-hmm. But we have a floater that allows them to take one or the other off on a normal year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And this year they're not.
Yeah, they're going to take after.
26th, yep.
And I do have a question on that tomorrow for Melanie's office.
Yeah, she wants to be different.
Oh, well. new office, new agency office update, informational for purposes only. Rachel, do you have any information on this item, or is this Bill or?
I believe it is Bill or Rick, but I think that she just wanted feedback. And there's a few items to consider and provide direction to at this point, and she listed them down below. One of them is to consider a permanent shelving in the reuse storage room for our reuse closet.
What page are you on?
Page 10.
Page 10 of the packet.
Right. Another one is a built-in desk in the reception or copy room. Full-length windows to view the landfill from the meeting room, and that I know we would like consideration so that when we have schools out there, we can, they have a better view of the operations of what's going on. The landscaping options right now, we're considering drought-tolerant native plants near the office with oleanders or other fast-growing trees that could block the residents, the view of the office. Storage cabinets on the interior walls of the meeting room. And I believe all these are also indicated on the drawing.
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah.
And they're all on the drawing.
The, if I could.
Except the full-length windows were not.
Right, they were not, yeah.
If I could, the permanent shelving in the reuse storage room, the built-in desk in the reception copy room, and I believe even the storage cabinets on the interior walls of the meeting room, we could do with AB-109ers.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Good.
And save the expense, we'd only be paying for materials that way.
Good, let's do that. If we can make a note for that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Other options, an electrical vehicle charging station, right, which would be, it's recommended by the Tama County Air Pollution Control District. That would be a cost of approximately $1,100 to $2,000, including the charger. And there would also be an opportunity, right now we're working with Cal Recycle to see if there's an opportunity for us to apply for using recycled tires as part of our landscaping, and the potential for solar panels.
All right, the electrical vehicle charging thing, is that, do we get some kind of credit towards something else with that, or is this just Allen Abs pushing something that's?
You know, I don't know that answer.
A little impractical, I think. You know, we just had a Transportation Commission meeting where we went through all that, and I didn't really understand real well what was going on there until after the meeting, and I got to do a little more reading and looking in, and they must spend $1 million on 25 people in Northern California.
Right.
You know, you buy them all new cars. It cost a heck of a lot less. So I have kind of an issue with spending money to put electric charging stations.
Okay.
When there are 25 cars in the whole northern state.
Okay.
So.
Could we turn that into kind of a recommendation that only if there is some sort of an offsetting amount coming from air pollution control? Because we should look into it. He may have a grant available to him. He may.
Yeah, if there's some advantage
okay.
to us putting it in there, but just to put it in there, I think it's a waste of time and money.
And then if I could, rather than saying AB-109ers, rather than reflecting that in the minutes, because I know the neighbors there might get a little upset thinking, just say the Tama County Wood Shop.
Okay.
A little sensitivity.
Yeah, boy, they are very
sensitive. Can Allen pay for this? Can Allen?
That's what we're going to find out.
I mean, yeah, if he does.
That would be my question.
Yeah.
I have trouble paying for it out of the landfill fees. If Allen wants to pay for it and put it in, that would be a whole different story. But out of landfill fees, I have a problem with it.
You know, because I could see in someday the landfill its own self gets some electric something or others out there to run on that they would charge, you mm-hmm. know, somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, whatever that might be. Rachel might get a new electric something.
Golf cart to run the kids down into the landfill
sure,
for the tourists.
Sure,
and stuff.
And so if Allen wants to pay for it, why?
Green Waste will supply it. It'll look like a little trash truck.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see Amanda was just thinking about herself.
Did you see the kid in the wheelchair with his changeable facade?
Transformer.
That's
his dad built him a changeable. He has a golf cart. He has a tank. He has an airplane. A kid in a wheelchair.
Ah, I love it.
Oh, that's cute.
That's
really,
fantastic.
Really neat.
That's great.
So don't. Don't be too far off.
You know, one of the things, if Alan Abs pays for it, it's not coming out of his pocket, it's coming out of my pocket, again.
Well, it's coming out of fees that would have already been collected.
We already collected.
Yeah.
From air pollution.
And then, so now they're short on those fees that were collected, so they're gonna have to rebolster their thing, so let's raise our fees so we can get more fees in there. It's how it works.
There might be five more of those electric cars bought in the next 10 years.
15, 20 years.
That's why gas is going down, by the way, did you know that?
Because all those electric cars?
Yeah, there's no demand for gas, so gas is going down.
And anyway, I, after going over all that, it just, it became an issue, but. But yeah, I can see them having an electric cart to travel back and forth for the thing. But, again, by the time all that's done and the advances in technology and electric vehicles, it's gonna be outdated, we're gonna have to take it apart and put a new one in anyway, so.
Different plug.
Yeah, or a whole different voltage, or a whole different system, a whole.
When's the next GPA two full board?
And the convert thing only costs $2,500.
Not for one, not for one, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of scheduled especially in December.
Anything else on that? I think they're all.
Those are, that's what we were looking for, that's very helpful. You know, no on the recharge unless there's some air pollution control things. We'll use the Tama County Wood Shop where we can for built-in cabinets and things like that. And, good, that's what we're looking for.
I do have a question on the solar, what's it mean potential for solar panels? I'm kind of surprised actually that we're, that's not just there already. What's that mean, potential for solar panels? We're thinking about doing it, or?
I don't know, I think just including it potentially in the design, I don't know, to tell you the truth.
It probably has to do with the electrical panel, you know, where the power energy comes in. If we can set it up today, you know, currently, while we're doing it, so that it could be.
And I would think that we would want to take that to the homeowners association, because they may not be in favor of panels. So that we would have to at least address that.
But the good news is, you want them to face south.
We have a hillside right there, don't we?
Yeah, so I think we could do it in such a way that either, if they saw any at all, it would be the backs of them, they wouldn't see the mirrors.
I just got solar at my place, I love watching that meter run backwards.
Yeah.
It's really.
Oh, I'm with you, I think.
I love that.
I think it's a way to go.
It's something we should make sure we have the capabilities to look into in the future.
The landscaping options, was that not in the original plan to have the oleanders or that fast growing shrubs?
It was in the original plan to have drought resistant landscaping. So these are also drought resistant plants, it's just more specified as to what kind of.
Yeah, the original was just landscaping in general, this is listing plants more specifically. Anything else on this item of information?
I think that's enough, thank you.
And then the third item, GPA one, GPA two consolidation. My personal opinion is yes, let's move forward with consolidation. We've got enough commissions and boards now, and if we can consolidate, more power to us.
I agree, yeah, yeah. I was just, in reading the agreement, the GPA agreement, one of the things was meeting times. The meeting shall be held at the hour of 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday of each calendar month.
Right.
Well, council meetings are at 7 o'clock on the first Tuesday of the month, 7 p.m. And oftentimes we'll have an executive meeting or a closed session that can start as early as 6. That may create a conflict.
So perhaps maybe the second Tuesday of the month?
Well, no, because then that would conflict with Corning.
Okay.
See, unfortunately, Red Bluff and Corning are opposite schedules for the Tuesdays. So it could be, we could do it on the Tuesdays where there's a month with 5 Tuesdays. No, not sometimes. It'd be like.
But just something to take into consideration before we lock that in.
Well, I'm just wondering if it shouldn't be a different night of the week, because that really is difficult. It's gonna conflict with one or the other of you. So it really should probably be a Monday or Wednesday.
I think it should be on a different night, maybe even a Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Monday night works.
Are there any other comments?
Well, I had a question that almost sounded like a conflict. Other designated officers in the executive committee, item C, the board of supervisors of the county shall determine the charges to be made against the agency for the services of the treasurer and controller. Which made, and above there says, those are the people that we're gonna use, period. No question about it. and then they're gonna tell us what they're gonna charge us, whether we like it or not.
I think that's in reference to the administrative services agreement that the agency enters into with those departments.
It is, but what Rob's asking is, isn't the full board gonna have the ability to vote up or down on that?
Yeah.
I would wanna make sure that there is that ability to.
Because it says there that's what it's gonna be, period, whether we like it or not.
No, that's a good catch. I mean, it'll be recommended. What this is referring to, and it's worded funny, but I know what I think what she's trying to do. We have charges that we have adopted for, you know, hourly rates and things for these positions. So the Board of Supervisors, in their other capacity, will be saying, here's what the hourly rate is for these different things. But then there should be some sort of an opportunity for that at least come to the full board as, okay, well, how many hours do we want at that rate then? You know, or that for that service.
For the auditor's hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And the treasurer.
Yeah. So.
And it just seemed to me that, you know, they could come back and say, well, you know, they all got big old fat raises, or
their MOUs
now says that they have to get paid double time because it's not a regular meeting, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So why don't we add to see subject to approval of the full JPA board. The other thing I wanted to point out, and it was in response to Rick and my conversation with Christina, it's an even number board, but we think that that's not going to be a problem with the mix there. We felt it was important to have all five members of the City of Red Bluff and all five members of the county, because we're still the co-owners of that facility out there. Corning and Tehama are there for the recycling and some of that kind of stuff, but we don't want to have their votes somehow be in detriment to either the city or the county.
Yeah, I kind of followed that idea.
Okay.
They're there because they enhance what we do and we enhance what they do. Work together, it works better. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Article 8 and 9, I'm sure this is a draft, but it says that Tehama County Red Bluff Management Agency, whereas it was going to be called the Tehama County Landfill Agency. Wasn't that name going to be changed to the Tehama County Landfill Agency? Landfill Management Agency?
I think you're right.
Yes.
And they've got a Tehama County Red Bluff Landfill Management Agency. So if this is going to be the document we're going to use, that should be probably addressed.
No, because that board will be the management agency, and the day-to-day will be the landfill. So, I mean, it's got to be differentiated in some fashion.
Well, I don't think so.
No, the purpose of this is to make them one.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why we wanted to make sure that the majority vote still relied with the county and the City of Red Bluff, because it's all one.
Okay.
No longer, I mean, that was kind of the concept, too.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that was good to catch.
Well, anyway, that was. Okay. You know, I was trying to make sure I got the full grasp of everything that was going on.
I think I'm glad you did.
And one more thing that I thought. Oh, Article 1, the title of that. Continuation, is that? I'm not the best speller in the world, and I don't have the biggest vocabulary in the world. The English language has all sorts of different words.
Right, right.
Is that a word, or is that just a mistake?
There is a T missing out.
Okay. not trying to nitpick, but.
No, I'm glad. As staff, I'm very pleased that you read it to that level of detail.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was just informational?
Yep.
Yes.
With direction.
It was strictly informational.
Informational direction.
Yep, informational and direction.
And to get your feedback. I mean, if you saw something there that you did not want us to take forward to the full board, we'd want you to tell us that now.
Yeah, and so JPA 1, we're no longer obligated for the assessments or whatever the reason JK one was, and I was gonna kind of go over this with Christina, but she's not here, so I guess you're the one. The initial conception of JPA one is because of the land out there and the way that it was assessed, or to split the assessment among the different
honestly,
incorporated.
Only Christina could probably answer that in that level of detail.
JPA one was the fiduciary agent for JPA two. The money went to one and then was transferred to two to be paid.
For the closure.
For the closure and a post-closure and all of that. And we're doing away with that one step.
Right. But there was a reason that it had to be that, and now it doesn't have to be that. There's a reason it had to go through JPA one, from what I read through all this, through her comment.
Unless there was...
It had to be, they had to start the JPA one because of some kind of an assessment. And it sounds like that assessment has either been consolidated or taken care of.
Yeah, that's what it says here. There's no longer a parcel assessment.
Right. So now the closure and post-closure is funded through the operation agreement with Waste Connections, not through an assessment fee. Right. So that's part of the duties that no longer exist for JPA 1.
So then when Waste Connections, if or when Waste Connections leaves, their contract is up or whatever, they leave and goes on. So then we have to
probably
own that again ourselves or whatever, and then transfer it back to the next contract.
Or perhaps include it in the next contract, right?
Yeah. Or if
we still own it, but if Waste Connections leaves and we have to assess again, we will have to establish JPA 1 to do the assessment.
I'm not sure we would.
No, because I think we just do it through the tipping fees and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we would have one agency in control of all of it, and we could just reassess it through the one agency.
Right.
So, okay, I just...
That's what all the attorneys are for.
Yeah.
I was just remembering when JPA 1 was first instituted, I worked with Hank Marsh, who was a longtime lawyer in Chico, and Hank and I represented JPA 1 at its inception, and Hank joked that after the first few months, the only thing JPA 1 had done was pay lawyers. It was a JPA created to pay lawyers.
Let's see if we can avoid that.
So, okay, anything further, Rob?
Sorry, that's it. Didn't take up all your time, Dennis.
You're doing just fine. I like all the comments.
I just wish there was a crowd here to hear all that.
Always the voice unheard.
So with that being the final informational, we've got direction to staff to move forward. We will close this meeting and wait for the next one.